Your host
Blog
will be
Talk Radio.
Did you know your host will be with you shortly? Okay, I'm giving it to JC.
All right, so he should be online.
Okay. I'll check my phone and see what I get.
Okay, am I on now? Hello? Hello? Am I on? Can anybody hear me? Hello? Hello?
All right, you're on.
Okay, you can hear me on the air.
Yeah, you're on the air now.
Okay. Does it sound okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello.
And instead of 53 minutes, I just changed it to the 90, because nobody comes after you. You still got your 90 minutes.
Yeah, but I don't need to go that long if nobody's listening.
Yeah, well, whatever you go, it shows 53. So go ahead.
Now, I've got a window up here that says in call. Can I close that?
No,
I have
you
to
just
leave
need
that
to go
over?
On and do your program.
Okay, but I can't see how much time I got.
According to this, what I'm looking at is 52 minutes. So go ahead.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. Just you got.
Okay. Hello. This is Did You Know? And I'm your host, John C. Abercrombie. We've been having technical difficulties in getting on. I normally come on by using telephone. And all of the circuits have been busy. I have not normally used the direct connection. I am doing so now. I hope that some of you are still listening at this point, because we're normally 35, 40 minutes into the program at this point. What I want to talk to you about tonight, about Mary Bowser. Mary Bowser was a spy for the Union Army during the American Civil War. And there are some things that we have to be very careful about, and we have to understand that are taking place. We find that many people don't know about our own history. And as we look at reasons why, we find that there are some broad categories that are left out of history. One of those is the fact that anything that represents achievement on behalf of black people. What Mary Bowser did was extremely detailed and required quite a bit of knowledge. Now, this is not the only time that we have talked about people that have been spies that have been overlooked by others because of the prevalent view. Blacks are without intelligence, can't form thoughts, can't articulate themselves, and this is prevalent, particularly when we watch television, movies, or anything else, and there are no depictions of blacks, or the depictions are false. Very seldom do we get a chance to tell our own history. As a demonstration of this, many people have heard that the American Civil War was a war of Northern aggression. How is it a war of Northern aggression when the South fired the first shots? The South has written the history of the Civil War. And even before that, we'll go back to the 1500s when we talk about Gomez de Zuzara, who, under the auspices of the Portuguese, because they were entering into the slave business, began to write that people had no intelligence, could not follow instructions, had no ambition, and these have prevailed. Now, what has happened is, as a result of this, we are living with the vestiges of that faulty thinking up until this point. And it has stymied many people, both black and white, from the success that should come from a united government, a united people, a people where all people are respected, have rights, and the ability to accomplish everything that they are able to accomplish. Now, when we look at Mary Bowser, she was born a slave, and we don't know much about her because in many cases the records were only kept as property, not as people. Under the law, we were talking about chattel property, people were considered the same as property, like a chair, a table, or anything else. And you could do whatever you wanted to with your property. You weren't treated as a human being. You weren't looked at under the law as a human being. And what we find in the case of Mary Bowser, and as we go through this story, there are several name changes. And this is not to be unexpected. And I'll tell you why. She lived much of her life in the South. There was open hostility against all blacks in the South by the majority of the people that we hear about. Now, be very careful as I talk about that particular part of the subject. What we hear about, because even in the South, there were pockets of people that did not believe in slavery. There were people in the North that did believe in slavery. So this uniformity that we hear talked about is unrealistic. It didn't happen that way. And what we then see is that along the way, we have developed many habits that don't serve us well. I'm going to open this other microphone over here in case somebody has comments. I've got a few people on at this point. Those of you that are listening on your devices, whether it's a cell phone or not, and you're using the internet connection, I cannot see you on my dashboard. I like to leave this open so that we can make comments. It is a two-way conversation. There are some people that are going to agree, some people that are going to disagree. And this is part of the dialogue that has been left out of America altogether. And this is why we form the opinions that we do. When we look at the number of people in America that own slaves, we find that it only amounts to about 2% of the people who were making themselves extremely rich on the backs of slaves, who they basically paid nothing, fed them, kind of, because they gave them the worst of the food. They clothed them, but they gave them the worst of the clothing. Nothing that they did was intended for any comfort, any dignity on the part of black people. So this is what we have. Now, these 2% of people in the population, and even in the South where it was deeply concentrated, never amounted to more than 6%. Now, let me tell you something, white people. You were placed in the same trick that we were placed in, because the only difference was that we were supposedly at the bottom. You were told that you could be like the rich people. Some of the pain and suffering that comes from not being able to have work, and this happened to white people, is that it comes out in terms of physical means. They would pay a white man to whip black people. They even had people that rode circuits, and that's what they did. They punished black people. So we start with a history like this, and it is no surprise that we end up with the situation that we have now. People were able to be educated. Let's take the case of Benjamin Franklin, one of our founding fathers. He admits that he grew up with very racist attitudes, very racist attitudes. Wife worked with black children in a school in Philadelphia. And when she persuaded Ben to come see what was going on in the school, he was impressed with the depth of their knowledge, their ability to describe what was going on. It was just absolutely amazing and made a difference in his thinking. Now, it takes quite a man to admit this type of thing. But that, my friends, is the reason that these things are excluded from history. Because all this time we have justified slavery in part on the fact that supposedly this group of people did not understand. Now understand, when we talk about people coming over from Africa, African descent, we're talking about not one country, because we are not told of what goes on there. There are in excess of 50 countries on the continent of Africa. I attended a funeral yesterday of a cousin of mine, and I didn't realize the worldwide reach that he had. And one of the people attending was a person from the United States that had spent quite some time in Cameroon. I have heritage that comes from Cameroon. And obviously, I was very, very interested in that, and we will continue that discussion. But we have people that came with great intelligence from there. One of our future posts is going to be on the Ashingo Bone. When we talk about the advancements of science and everything, normally we're going back 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 years. Now, science is based on math. Math is considered the queen of the sciences, because it figures into so many of them. And what we're finding is that there is an Ashingo Bone, and that dates back to 18,000 to 20,000 years, comes from Central Africa. And it shows that they had a counting system. They had a mathematical system, and it was based on a base of 12. As we've previously talked about, the Olmecs, who are in the Americas and appear to have come from Africa, have great scientific knowledge. In fact, that's why when their calendar ended, and complex thing, because they have two parts of the year, and the cycle, I believe, is 5,700 years in duration and was accurate up until that point. Now, that doesn't mean that the world ended. It just meant that that was the end of a particular cycle. Now, let's get back to Mary Bowser. Mary Bowser was special. And I find in the writing and in the research that I've done, that to me is offensive. And it's offensive because people are implying that everybody that came from Africa is dumb. Let's look at what happened. We brought people from mostly the West Coast, but there are many countries there. We have the fact that there are many languages spoken on the continent of Africa. South Africa, the country, has 11 official languages. 11 official languages. And they broadcast in 8 of these official languages. When I get in a car in Africa and there are 3 or 4 people in the car, we can talk to almost anybody because they are polyglots. Understand? A polyglot is a person that speaks more than one language and does so fluently. This doesn't come from a person that doesn't have the basic intelligence to understand. It comes from people who are brought here speaking a different language in which we don't teach them the fundamentals of that language. We don't allow them to succeed. With certain exceptions, we do. Mary Bowser was baptized in a white church. Mary Bowser was black and was taken in by Mary Van Loo. And to those people that have studied history enough, and I certainly was not one of these people, because everything I learned in history said that I didn't matter, that everything that had to take place was done by European people. And again, this is the loser in this battle that's writing the history. We write history, but it does not get as widely published. And let me tell you something. A lot of this is our own fault, because we find that school boards determine what is being taught in the schools. When we had the last election, Berkeley County, South Carolina, had Moms for Liberty running for office in that school district. They won office, and what was the first thing they did at installation? They fired the black superintendent and all of the black administrators. This is in South Carolina, and we're talking about 2022, folks. We're not talking about something hundreds of years ago. We're talking about what happens now, what happens in our very faces. This is why it's important to vote. This is why it's important to be prepared and understand who you are. There was a time in my life when I thought that anything that came from Africa was essentially defective. Why? Because everything that I had been taught, and I thought they had put everything in the book. No, they put in the book what they wanted us to know and left out what they didn't. Mary Bowser was sent by Mary Van Loo to get education, had a fantastic education. And after the Civil War, she became a teacher, and a very good teacher from all reports that come up. So what did Mary Bowser do? Mary Van Loo, and like I said, again, I did not pay attention to a bunch of history because it didn't involve me. It was a time that things happened, and I didn't think any of these things had anything to do with my life today. But I'm finding out quite a bit different. And I want you to take this point along, too, because we often see the word black and think that that is the only people that it is focused on. But I'm telling you, the white people have lost so much with that stupid idea that it's not funny. It's not funny. But yet and still, they are willing to hurt themselves in or as long as we are hurt more. When we look at what's taking place in our government, and you may disagree with me, and that's another reason that I had the line open, because I know everybody is not going to agree with me. There was a time when I could be very, very conservative, but not when it comes at the price of personal liberties for anybody in this country. Many people are afraid that if black people get something, that they are going to act the way that they did against us. And it's not true. Not true at all. When we look at Robert Smalls, who was in this country, in South Carolina, and stole a Confederate ship right from under their noses and worked himself out of the Charleston Harbor, which was very complex because it involved a circuitous route in which you had to go to one place, give a certain sign, receive a certain response, proceed to another. It was complicated. Right under their nose, And when he became a representative in the United States House of Representatives, what did he do? He pushed for education for all children. Now, we look at Mary Bowser and say, that's the only person that ever served as a spy. No, we've talked about Eugene Bullard on this show many times. And what did he do? He escaped from America on a ship out of Norfolk, Virginia. And that ship was a German ship. 3 months across the ocean, he learned German proficiently. But he didn't want to go to Germany. He wanted to go to France because he heard that the French didn't have the same racial stigmas on people that we have here. He gets there, and he gets to England. And from England, he goes to France. And in France, he joins the infantry. He is valiant on the battlefield. He's wounded twice, the second time so badly that he could not rejoin the infantry. And he said, make me a pilot. And they allowed him to become a pilot. And he shot down enemy aircraft. Shot down enemy aircraft. And information that he obtained, because in France, he operated a club. And many of the patrons were German. And they did not know that he could speak German. He passed intelligence information on to the French, but they disregarded it because of the color of his skin. So we have Mary Bowser, who is then accepted into the Confederate White House. Now, let me make something perfectly clear here as well. Many people will tell you it was the war between the states. It was not the war between the states. It was a war between two countries, the United States of America and the Confederated States of America. They pulled out of the United States, formed a separate country. We had a president, Abraham Lincoln. They had a president, Jefferson Davis. We had a vice president, Andrew Johnson. They had one, I can't remember his name now. We had a constitution. They had a constitution. We had money. They had money. It was two countries fighting over principle. They didn't believe that Mary Bowser had the education, but Mary Van Loo, who was quite a spy and had quite a spy ring on her own, had influence in the South and got Mary Bowser a job in the Confederate White House. She is described as having a photographic memory and passed on information that helped the Union Army, helped the Union Army win the battle. When you look at people of color, people of our heritage, or people of any heritage, and think that God created junk, you do so at your own peril. And she passed on this information. As you read the post on AmazingBlackHistory.com, you will find there were several name changes. And this was necessary in order to protect her identity. When you look at this country, you find that the Europeans have not always acted with honor. Because if you look at the news right now, the Cherokee Nation is calling on a promise made by the United States almost 200 years ago that they would have representation in the House of Representatives, which they never did. They never have taken and put that in place, although that was a promise. So what is happening in our history, and I'm talking about all of America, is that episodes are written the way that we are, the way that they want us to know about them. There is history, and that's why AmazingBlackHistory.com is posted in the first place, because most of us, myself included, I didn't know where to even start looking for anything that vaguely resembled history. Because when Black History Week, the Negro History Week at the time when I came along, and you'll find that this happens. They will change our names, change our designations in order to split groups as they do. When we talked about gerrymandering, we see that race is used in order to do it, but they now want to say that race has nothing to do with it. And that is a bald face. Let me go back and tell you how this comes about. We did a post on Jane Brolin, and Jane was the first Black female judge in the United States of America, and was so for in excess of 20 years before another Black female was appointed. Now we think, well, maybe that's because there weren't any. There were. But it's a political appointment in many cases that's in the background that allows people to do this. So what happens? She is well respected for her work, but she inspired Constance Baker Motley. Many of us have heard the name, many of us don't. Constance Baker Motley was the person that prepared the brief in the Brown v. Board case that reversed Plessy v. Ferguson. Plessy v. Ferguson established separate but equal, and it was separate but certainly not equal. She prepared the brief on that. She integrated and led cases to integrate the University of Georgia, Louisiana, and Arkansas. She did that. And yet most of us don't know it. And again, it goes back to the reason that if we know that we can, we will. We will inspire people. We will inspire children sitting in classrooms today. Parents, I want to tell you something. We fly to the school if we think something has happened to our child that's not right or not fair. And I have no problem with that. But we hide in the background when it comes to expectations of what our children can do. We are hampering them. We are in their way because they have the ability to exceed. They have it. That's what we should be focused on. When school opens, parent-teacher organizations, we should be there to make sure that we know what's going on in the schools. We get people talking about critical race theory that don't know or don't have any idea what critical race theory is. Critical race theory is based on the law. And what they're telling people is that critical race theory is rewriting of history. No, it's not the rewriting of history. It is exposing what happened in history and exposing it correctly, giving ourselves credit for what we have done. And when you look at it, we go back to Constance Baker Motley. She shares a birthday with Ketanji Brown Jackson. When we look at the Supreme Court, there are 9 members of that court. And I want you to consider this makeup. Do you realize that 6 members of the United States Supreme Court never went to a public school? 6 of the 9 never went to a public school. And yet they are making decisions that involve how people perceive and react in public schools. Is it fair? I don't think it is. I think it should be representative of the people, because we have people that are well knowledgeable in the law that could hold that position. Let's look at something else. of those nine on the Supreme Court, the highest court in this land, do you understand that there is only one who's ever represented a defendant? How are you going to have any idea, any appreciation of what goes on? That person who has represented a defendant is Ketanji Brown Jackson. And she brought up relevant points on some of the cases that have come up, where now they're saying that all of the laws require you to be neutral. Many of the laws were put in place to ensure had the rights that were guaranteed them under the Constitution. The amendments. Most people don't realize that slavery is still legal in America, because in the 13th Amendment, which granted freedom, there is an exception. That is to people that get incarcerated. When we look at people who are improperly convicted and often sentenced to great many years in prison for nonviolent crimes, we certainly lose that battle as well. So we have Mary Bowser, who has this intelligence. After the war, she even went back to Liberia. Liberia was a country in Africa formed by people in America that went back to Africa. We are so fooled into thinking that, one, we don't have intelligence. Two, we don't have emotion. Two, we don't have ambition. And on and on and on. Mary Bowser refuted all of those. She refuted all of those. She has now been recognized at Fort Huachuca. Fort Huachuca is in Arizona. Fort Huachuca is 15 miles from the Mexican border. We get lost sometimes in facts, because when we look, we think that every person that escaped slavery went north, when some of them could go less than 15 miles and go into Mexico, and Mexico never supported slavery. Do they tell you that? No. They don't tell you that. They also don't talk about our accomplishments. They don't talk about the cruelty. They don't talk about the brutality. People are born based on the profit system. So a white person could sit in church and be just as pure as the driven snow and have more children of color than he had white, after he sworn before God himself that he will be faithful to that woman. That's okay. Mary Bowser is that exception. A lot of what we go, and I want you to read that story on AmazingBlackHistory.com. Watch the videos. Watch the other things. As a spy, you would not want a documented trail of everything that you did and what you're currently doing now. This is why we have the Witness Protection Program, because the whites would have come after her with a vengeance. When we talk about what that concept was, lynching was terror. It was a terrorist organization. It was a terrorist activity, because what they did is they would often mutilate, burn alive, cut off fingers, shoot hundreds of times. And these were festivities, folks, festivities in which people gathered their families to go watch this being done, this brutality. And if you think that is bad, I don't think it's nearly as bad as the fact that we've had to fight over 100 years to try to make it a federal crime to lynch somebody. What you're doing is you're not even giving them advantages of a trial or a mock trial or a kangaroo court. And so many have gone through kangaroo courts. So many people. We are looking for equity. When the 15th Amendment was passed, which gave black people the right to vote, This precipitated a conspiracy to kill the president, vice president, and secretary of the House, the first three in order of succession. And that's why Lincoln was killed, because only one of them actually followed through, John Wilkes Booth. Many of the gains that were made in the terms of equality were wiped out because Andrew Johnson, the vice president from the South, reversed it. Reversed it. When they were giving out 40 acres, and there's nothing in that that indicates that you also got a mule. But the government did have excess mules and often gave people one. It was reversed by Johnson. Reconstruction, which was that period to guarantee the same rights to everybody, was completely wiped out when Rutherford B. Hayes became president. He didn't win the popular vote, just like 45 didn't and other people. But he made a deal to pull troops out of the South. And just as soon as he did, we started into a backslide. But I want you to look at Mary Bowser from the standpoint that she was intelligent. She had a photographic memory. Now, when we talk about Mary Van Loo, she had quite the elaborate ring of spies, because one of the people that she had was a baker who delivered to the White House, Confederate White House. This made it possible to get messages from Mary Bowser out of the White House. Like I said, she had a photographic memory. When she saw papers, she could recite them verbatim. When she saw drawings, she could make them with great detail on them. This is one of the reasons that we ended up winning that war. What you hear is a conglomeration of things put together by a bunch of sore losers, and this is why we have the skew in our history. Unless we get on boards, school boards, everything else, I personally don't think that we should have any person not be willing to take a chance. If there's a dog catcher on the ballot, I'm going to vote. And I think we all should, because it's an entry in many cases to the way people get on. Now, when you listen to this program, it differs from many other programs. I saw on our own platform, we have a person that does not believe in voting. I was shocked, but that is one of the things that makes this a great country. We can disagree, but we do so on an adult level. We can have the conversation. The reason that we don't have the conversation, the reason that we don't know of the Mary Bowsers, and the other people that have done so much for this country, is because we are afraid to face the truth. We are afraid to give credit where credit is due. When we talk about schools and we talk about those in the South, we talk about people like Lucy Laney, we talk about people that attended bucket schools because they had to put their books in buckets so that white people didn't know they were learning anything. Now, some people did. I'm listening to a book now currently on Audible, and I do a lot of my books that way because I find it extremely convenient to do so. And when we do so, I try to place links on to allow you guys to look at the same information. I want to be a source of information for you. I want to point out stories like Mary Bowser. And while we're doing that, and I've come to points like we have now where we can discuss it, that's exactly what's intended to do, discuss it. I think that we ought to vote. people on this very platform don't. But that is what makes this country great, because we can have our own ideas, our own opinions, but we can't have our own facts. We don't make them up. I did not make this story up. It was very late in my life before I ever learned about it. But I did research on it. Most of us don't know where to start on research. This is why when I do a post, and we've got over 250 posts, and we will be coming up on February. On February, we'll post daily. In March, we will post daily because that's Women's History Month. And so many women, both black, white, all generations, have gone undiscovered. I had somebody that expressed elation because they had learned about the 6888s. These were black women that were stationed in Europe during World War II. We have people that were, and one of the problems that we had in World War I, because we had units over there, the 369th, 370th, and 371st. And I just heard about an individual out of the 370th today. But one of the problems was they fought with the French. They fought French uniforms, French equipment, because America didn't want them. But they were Americans. But they earned. The 369th was over there and fought longer than any other unit in World War I. Longer than any other unit. Did you hear me? Any other unit, black or white. They fought longer. They had decorations. And what is so embarrassing, many people are embarrassed that they don't want their children to learn about black history because it is not always positive reflection on European heritage. But what is embarrassing is to be a person of my age and find out that I don't even know my own history. This is why I devote the time, the effort to you, to enlighten as much as I am able to do what's going on. I want you to join me every Sunday. And we do this, and I want you to get that word out. I post on Amazing Black History. I put notices on Facebook. And if you're legitimate, you can become a friend and know when I post things. But there is so much out there. I want you to listen to us every day during February, during March, but every day throughout the year, because we post every week something new. We're going to look at some of the travesties that happened in this country that are unknown, because we have not been told, they have been concealed. This is nothing that's made up, but it is something that we have withheld. And I think it's wrong. I think it's completely wrong. The microphones are opened, and we do that in order to allow comments, questions, suggestions, or what have you. The microphones are open now. If we have anybody that wants to make comment, please do so at this time. And it's not necessary that you do it. We're not trying to make false conversation, but we do have the possibility of an interaction here. And I like that. I enjoy that. When I speak, and I do speak, get in contact with me. Set up something. And it doesn't have to be during February. It does not have to be, because Black History is 365. Every day of the year, we have things going on. We have so much to contribute. When you look at a person, I cannot remember his name now, but this guy repeated the 5th, 6th, and 7th grade. And sometimes we're just not ready. Sometimes there are other influences. And yet, we use his device. In fact, I've got one in my hand right here. This man who went and experienced so much failure developed the wireless TV remote. Up until that time, if you had one, if you didn't have one, you had to get up and go turn the volume up or down, change the channels. If when they first came out with remotes, they had wires which ran all the way across the room, tripping hazard. But a man invented that TV remote. How many people do you think listening to this show, how many of our children do you think could be inspired and what they could do? Parents of children of all races, all ethnicities, everything. Our job at this point is to motivate others, and it doesn't have to be just kids. Motivation of humankind is what we're about. This is why this platform was even put here in the first place, so that we could talk about spirituality, so that we could talk about the greatness that God has given us. He has given us each unique talents. And sometimes we're afraid to express them because we think somebody might laugh. Big deal. That's where progress comes from that determination. If anybody has any comments, please come on and we can talk about them now. I don't hear anybody. If we don't have any communications, I'm not going to run the show just to the end just to hear myself talk. But I do welcome you. I want you to write this number down because this is the number that you will use in the future anytime you want to contact somebody on this platform. That's 646-668-8217. Again, that number is 646-668-8217. This platform is listened to around the world, and we need to get this information out because there are so many of us under the delusion that we haven't done anything. When we look at polio, we don't often think of a black woman as being instrumental in that cure, but it was. Henrietta Lacks, you've probably heard the name. When we start looking at people like Leonidas Berry, the first successful kidney transplant between two people who were not identical twins was performed by a black man. The first surgery, open heart surgery on a beating human heart, Daniel Hale Williams, and that person lived for decades afterwards. He also started a hospital and started nursing schools. We find that the first licensed doctor in this country could not get an education in this country. He had to go to Glasgow. And there he earned 3 degrees, did his residency in Paris. We are great at languages. We're great at math. There is nothing on the face of this earth that we can't do properly motivated. We must realize that God didn't make us to be junk. He didn't make us to be losers. We have control over that, and I think that's the good part, because we ourselves, whoever, can motivate ourselves and motivate others. Again, I will see if we have any comments. If not, we'll close this out until next week. I appreciate your attendance at this, and I hope to find every Sunday as we explore those little known areas. I want you to know that name, Mary Bowser, should be on your lips. It should be something that you can talk about. We get into arguments and people say, well, you haven't done anything. And we can't respond because we don't know anything to respond with. Our mission is to change that. And I hope that we can. And it takes the help of people like you in order to make those changes. We appreciate you. and hope to have you again next week. I think we've worked out the technical difficulties, and we know how to come on at the appropriate time. And with that, I hope, unless anybody has any parting comments, that we will end this episode. Anybody with any comments, questions, suggestions, disagreements? If not, thank you all for listening, and I pray that you help me get this word out. Get this word out by sharing this site. This is not the only program that comes on. Check our lineup other days of the week. We are always looking for better information, different sources. Contact the site if you have an idea for a program that you think would be beneficial. And check each day on blogtalkradio.com/crowntalkingdrums to see what we have lined up in your area. Sometimes they are posted fairly close to the time of the program, so if you check a day and don't see anything, check back again later, because sometimes they don't get scheduled until later, but we do have regular broadcast. It's been my pleasure to be with you. My name is John C. Abercrombie. The program is Did You Know? Success leaves footprints, and we don't change history, but we remove those obstacles to making it known. We hope that we provided a service to you, and with that, I want you to all be blessed and share this word. Good night, my friends. Be blessed. Be blessed, my friends.